What's going on, everybody? This is Secret to Flight. We are getting towards the end of February already, you know, getting towards the end of Q1 2024. Time just marches on always. A bunch of wins this week for the construction company, but I'm just going to start and riff a little bit off what I talked about last week. You know, just a reminder, what I did talk about last week is just a little bit of authenticity in the goals you create for yourself. Because if you're scrolling through Instagram and you want to decide you want to be one of these people on Instagram and you go down that road and then that's not who you are and things get tough, it's going to be very hard to grind through things being tough if you don't have that true passion for what you're doing. So any path you go down that has an outlandish upside other than, you know, just going down the road and punching the clock, if you're trying to do things that most people don't do, you're going to have failures and you're going to have negative things happen. And it's going to be a roller coaster ride. And some of those lows are going to be extremely low. And unless your vision and your purpose can carry you through those low times, you will not have the mental capacity or really the financial strength to pull you through them. Almost everything you do is going to take more time and more money than you plan and think it's going to be. And as soon as those seeds of doubt in your mind, if you have seeds of doubt in your mind, as soon as they start to grow, you're going to just see writing on the wall and you're going to see every single excuse. Your mind's going to make up these excuses to quit and why it didn't work out. But if you have that vision, you have that purpose, and you have that unwavering faith of success, you will find a way. You will find a way when you are at the bottom. It's just what's happening with the construction company right now. It's happening with everything. Even though we've had our issues that I've talked about over the past month, I still believe in what we're doing. I still believe in the business model. And I've said to everyone here, I'm willing to go to zero. I'm willing to do whatever it takes to make this succeed. And I'm standing by that. So it makes the lows not quite as low because you know you're on your authentic path, and you know you have that unwavering faith that you're going to come out on the other end. So on a little lighter topic, Elena did her social media presentation today, and I thought a really good question was, well, how do you even build brand in the first place? Brand starts with having that vision and having that unwavering faith. If you're a shitty brand, in my opinion, is just scattering random social media across a platform or paying someone to make a logo and then sending emails saying Happy Veterans Day on Veterans Day, Happy Valentine's Day on Valentine's Day. If you're a real estate agent, just posting just sold, posting just listed. It takes a lot of work to do that, and it's not getting you anywhere. A real brand is formed when you link your passion with what you're doing on the day-to-day. And you can only do that if you do the work necessary to look ahead 3 years, look ahead 10 years, look ahead 20 years, and know exactly where you're going and why it's connected to you authentically. If you do that work and then put your branding out and put who you are, not only is it more focused, but it comes across more genuine because it's you. I went down the road of social media with Yellowbird where we were interviewing and doing a bunch of podcasts, and it just wasn't me. So we had some success doing it, but I ended up getting burned out. And when things got hard, I wasn't willing to push through on a lot of this social media stuff with Yellowbird when things got hard because it wasn't who we were. With the construction company, with Flight Builders, it's completely different. I know what we're doing is right, and I know what we're doing. We're doing it for the right reasons. So even though we chose the more difficult path to go down this road, it makes it easier. It makes it easier mentally. It makes the lows easier. And it just puts you in a better spot when you're aligned with who you are. So just some updates. We had some updates with flight. We had some massive, massive wins this week. We had our first CO on Tuesday morning, CO's certificate of occupancy. So we finished our first house, delivered it to the client that morning. We finished our second house yesterday morning, and I think it got delivered to them this morning. And I think we'll have two more COs on Friday. So these are houses started in October and November. So our build cycle on two houses, our first two, going through the holidays and all that bullshit where people didn't want to work, still got it just under 5 months. So really strong in the beginning. I can't wait to, open up that faucet and have stuff really start to flow. The road we're going down now, just the way we're building flight is difficult because we funded it accordingly in order to not just start with a couple houses, right? We're trying to build 225 houses this year. So what that does is it creates battles on a bunch of different fronts at one time. If we were just, trying to build 30 houses this year, I wouldn't have to worry about the infrastructure front. I wouldn't have to worry about the accounting front right now. I wouldn't have to worry about the permitting front because volume isn't something we're trying to do. We wouldn't have this high payroll because we wouldn't need as many people to build 30 houses. So what we're doing is, we have a big payroll. We have a lot of highly paid, talented people. Because of that, we need permitting to flow and we need construction to flow and we need the infrastructure there and we need accounting tight. So we're in a place where we've created a lot of battles for ourselves at one time, but I know it's right. That was the plan from the beginning. And we're finally starting to see some progress with these finished houses, and it's really encouraging. And even though we're not without our issues, our office has an incredible amount of momentum right now, and everything is feeling right, and we are in a great spot. So take that as the message for the week, is making sure that your 3-, your 5-year goals are aligned with what you're doing, because that will make these downs and these shitty times easier because you know you're heading in the right direction for yourself. So thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.